T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on this GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. Michael, thank you for joining us. This weekend, the first weekend of the playoffs was a dud for the most part. This may be the best weekend ever. I guess maybe we're a little prisoner of the moment, but I don't know that you can top what we saw. Three great games to start it, and then the fourth game was one of the most magnificent ever. Best weekend of football for you or no?
That was awesome. It was fun to watch. I mean, it was really it was a lot to learn, too. I think you could learn a lot about coaches, about situational football, and, you know, and really what it takes to win playoff games. I think that's really ultimately what the great lesson you learn from watching these games.
Michael, you talk about the situational football, and I'm curious, if you're Buffalo, you've got the lead, 13 seconds to go. How would you have handled that differently?
Well, I mean, I think what we have to train ourselves to not look at the clock as time. We have to train ourselves to look at the clock as plays. And so if you're Sean McDermott, you say to yourself, we just scored. They've got 13 seconds. They have all their timeouts. So the most amount of plays they could run, including the timeouts, are four. So that means the ball's in Mahomes' hands four times. So if I kick the ball in bounds, whether they have Tyreek Hill back there or not, if I squib kick this, then I'm going to take one of those plays away, and I reduce the game to three. I make them return it. And then what you must do is you've got to be able to jam the receivers so that Mahomes is forced to hold the ball and eat a little bit of the clock away. And they did none of those.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that that's ultimately what cost them. I don't understand why coaches are so concerned, especially when they look at the clock. Tampa Bay did the same thing. Bruce Arians had 45 seconds left to go in the game, and he chose to kick it. They got the ball first and 10 to 25. The Rams only had one timeout at that point. And, you know, if he squibs that, it gets down to 39. First play of the drive is a sack. You know, they used their last timeout. And then what's the most startling thing of all is, how does Cooper Kupp get 64 yards on the last two plays of the game?
Amazing.
There's no answer for that. It's inexcusable. We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Michael, when the – you know, everybody's talking about the overtime rules again. Every time there's a big game like this where it happens, it happened when the Patriots played the Chiefs a few years ago in the AFC Championship game and Mahomes didn't get the ball. I've always thought it was a bad rule. What do you think about it, and do you think the league will change it? And if not, why not?
I don't think it's a bad rule at all. Look, if you can't handle 13 seconds on the clock, then why do you deserve to get the ball in overtime? Like, why do you deserve to get the ball in overtime? I mean, like, to me, that's part of the managing the game. I think what's happened to our league, frankly, and it's happened all over, you see it everywhere, is we've lost the head and head coach. There's very few head coaches in the National Football League, people that actually coached all three phases of the game and managed the game on Sunday and basically planned the game out and handle it. And now we're trying to reward these guys for their inability to manage games. I mean, if you would have flown Bill Parcells in at with 13 seconds left to go in that game in Kansas City, he would have won the game for Buffalo. He would have won the game. I mean, here's what's fascinating. And Buffalo called two timeouts, too, to set their defense. Here's what's really fascinating about the NBA, about the NFL. When you watch that, the coordinators run everything, right? They do it all. When you watch a college basketball game and they call a timeout in a critical situation, the college basketball coach comes out to the court. He's got his clipboard. His two assistants talk to him. They break the huddle, and he goes back and tells the team what he wants to do. That doesn't happen in football. Bruce Arians already threw Todd Bowles under the bus, said, well, we had miscommunication. Like, what we need in the NFL is a head coach to tell the staff exactly what how they want to play the game. Go back to the Super Bowl when the Rams lost to the Patriots. Belichick walks over to Brian Flores and Brendan Daly, and he says, look, there's 10 plays left to go in this game. Let's make sure we have all our calls nailed down and we know what we're going to do. That's what head coaches do. We've lost that.
Yeah, I know you love Belichick, and you've been with him for a long time. Outside of Belichick, who do you like as a head coach in the league right now?
I think, you know, even like Pete Carroll, I've got great respect for. He doesn't do that. You know, it's a lost art. You know, it's a lost art. It really has become, and we're not training anybody. I mean, Bill learned through Parcells, who learned through. I worked for Al Davis for 10 years, and I can honestly tell you, this weekend was probably. I thought about Al Davis more than any other time in my life because he constantly was harping. He taught me game management. He explained it to me. And I kept looking at my phone expecting him to call me because he was so obsessed with it. If he were watching those games yesterday, he would have gone berserk. If he was watching the Rams give the ball back to Cam Akers after he fumbled, he would have went nuts. If he was watching Joe Burrow get sacked with the bad protections, he would have gone crazy. I mean, it's just that was a great.
But Michael,
weekend.
It's not like these things didn't happen in the past. I mean, the game changed.
Nine sacks in one game.
Well, you know, Donovan McNabb got sacked 20 years ago, like 8 times. I mean, what's the difference?
Did he win the game?
No.
Of course he didn't. That's my point.
Well, but Joe Burrow did. But he did. So I mean,
he deserves to win. And the power of that game is simply this. I mean. 4 turnovers because they turned the ball over on downs is greater than 9 sacks.
Yes. No doubt about it. No doubt. I would going back to the overtime rule. I still think it's better for the fans. The fans want to see, you know, I get what you're saying. The defense can stop it, but the game has changed. We know that. And it's all about entertainment. That's the most important thing. Ultimately, I think, and fans want to see, both teams get a shot, and so that's why I think the league should do it.
Well, look, let's go back to the Kansas City-New England game where they didn't get the ball. There were 3 third-and-10s in that game. There were 3 third-and-10s in the game that if the Chiefs would have stopped any one of them, two of them went to Edelman, one went to Gronk. If they would have stopped any one of those three, they would have gotten the ball back. So now we're going to reward a team who can't stop another team on 3rd-and-10.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to do. I don't care. I want what's more entertaining. I don't care, Mike. I get what you're saying. You're right. But I don't care, and I think most fans don't care if we're rewarding a team for bad defense because I think we want it because that was an all-time great back-and-forth show of great quarterback play. You know, like the game has changed, right? We're never going to have the 85 Bears defense. We're never going to have those Ravens defense. Bill Parcells couldn't have a defense like he has now. It wouldn't exist. It's impossible, no matter what the coach. Even Bill Belichick doesn't. It can't happen. You can't have defenses that good. And fans like it that way, the majority. So I think, you know, we could spit in the wind on it all we want. It's not going back. The genie's not going back in the bottle.
Oh, I completely agree that they've legislated the rules against great defense. I completely agree with that. I'm just saying, to me, if you're going to – why reward a team that can't get off the field? 3rd-and-10 is you should be able to get off the field. You know, you should be able to. And I'm with you. Look, the way the rules are, it's impossible. The only way you can play good defense is to play good situational defense. Make the opponent play left-handed, which, you know, frankly, they were doing that in the Chief-Buffalo game until they basically the two-minute warning when it was like a boxing match that was sparring around, and then at the two-minute warning, both teams took their gloves off and just went into a fistfight.
No doubt. Michael Lombardi's with us on the hotline. Michael, let's talk about these quarterbacks in the AFC. Between Mahomes and Allen and Herbert and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, like there's some damn good quarterbacks here, and this could be a long time of, you know, back and forth. Who knows who's gonna? I mean, I'm not saying that definitely the Chiefs are gonna win the Super Bowl, but like, I mean, this Allen Mahomes thing could be a Brady Manning type of deal, right?
No doubt. I mean, he was sensational. Now, I do think if you watch that game closely, and I'm watching the tape right now, the defenses got really tired in that game. I mean, both quarterbacks played great, but they're throwing – those receivers were wide open in the game. It was unbelievable how wide – especially in the last 2 minutes of the game. There were guys wide open. Tyreek Hill is just a completely different type of player than anything we're used to seeing. I mean, he's truly got a second gear that no one else has, but – I agree. I mean, it's fun to watch. And if you don't do a good job, the hardest part about both quarterbacks, they led their teams in rushing in that game. And most of these teams do a bad job of containing the quarterback in the pocket. And when you don't contain Allen, and that's almost an impossible thing to do now because he's so good at moving around. You can't, he's hard to tackle. Mahomes, the same thing. He gets out of trouble. And they get out of trouble, and they're deadly on the run. So it limits you to play man coverage. It's hard to play man-to-man against Buffalo because if you don't tackle the quarterback, he's going to run forever.
Yeah. Michael, let me just quick follow. Michael, I got killed on Twitter about this last night because as a Browns, you know, covered the team and Browns fan, I said, like, watching these quarterbacks play, it just makes me realize that what we have at quarterback is just not good enough. Am I off base with my take?
Well, no, here's what I would say to that. Look, you're never going to get – I mean, they've got the better player, but that doesn't mean you can't have the better team, you know. And you've got to develop the team around the quarterback. The defense has got to improve. You know, good teams still can win. I mean, look, the 49ers didn't have the better quarterback against the Packers, but they won the game. Their defensive front was better. They rushed Aaron Rodgers. They created problems. Their team speed on defense – I don't think this is just automatically give it to Mahomes, automatically give it to Allen. I think it's still a team sport. And if you can get the elite level quarterbacking play, that's great. But if you can't get that, the rest of your team's got to be able to. That's why this contract with Baker is so important, because if you're going to keep him, you can't pay him $40 million, because that limits how good you can make the team around him. Mm-hmm. Where if he's willing to accept lesser, then it becomes easier. But it's hard to get players to understand except that they're not the elite player. Everybody wants to be paid $450 million.
Yeah, I'm not interested. If I'm the Browns, I'm not interested in signing Baker to an extension at all right now. I think he's got more to prove after coming off this horrible season. And, yeah, you're right. You can, you know, we'll see if Garoppolo, how far he can go. Can he win it all? Because, the other three quarterbacks are top 10 quarterbacks that are in the playoffs. But as we talked about before, Michael, with it harder and harder to put together a great defense, especially consistently, and with all the rules favoring the passing game and the quarterbacks, 20 years ago, certainly before that, you could win with a middle-of-the-road quarterback even worse, right? Trent Dilfer and what's his name on the who was the quarterback for the Broncos?
Well, Flacco, Dilfer, and then, of course, Peyton at the end of his career.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah. But
now, I don't even know. Like, can you win with a Jimmy Garoppolo or a Baker Mayfield or a middle-of-the-road quarterback? I mean, things almost have to be perfect around them, right?
Well, I mean, look, Jimmy Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. He took a team. And he's got a 10-point lead going in the fourth quarter. Now
they still drafted somebody to replace him.
I know. But in that game, they had a 3rd and 15. Third and 15 in that game that Tyreek Hill makes the playoff. In that game, they had a 3rd and 10 in the red zone. They get pass interference. I mean, you just got to, the search for the perfect player is never going to end. So you've got to take the best player you have, because it's like, I'm with you. I wouldn't sign Baker to an extension next year.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be so quick to run him out of town, because who's going to replace him? Who are we going to get? We don't want to go back to winning three games. So you got to be really careful about where you're going. Sure. You got to be able to replace the guy.
Yes, absolutely. What would you do about Watson? Sorry, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead, Bull.
You know, Watson's the one superstar quarterback. Obviously, there's a ton of, we know off the field. But if that gets settled, if you're the Browns, are you going after him? Because he is a top 10 talent.
I mean, I thought the Browns should have drafted him. I said it the year he came out in the draft. I thought he was the one player that could change the culture within the Browns building. And if he gets cleared, I certainly would be interested in him. But look, let's be real clear here now. Yeah. The Texans won as many games this year without him than they won with him the year before. So, you know, he's got to come in and he's got to do the things you got to do. But he would certainly be an upgrade, and he would certainly be able to improve at the position because he gives you that dynamic, that ability to run, throw the ball down the field, make plays, and then create problems for the defense in terms of, are we going to play man? How are we going to handle him? How are we going to control him in the pocket? So I've been a huge Deshaun Watson fan. I'm surprised that the off-the-field stuff was this because I thought he was, if you talk to anybody at Clemson, he was truly a culture changer within their building.
Last thing for me, Michael, Rodgers and Brady, both not playing for the first time since, or at least one of them, for the first time since 2009 in championship weekend. Where will they be next year? Both of them. Will they be playing? Will they be retired? Will they be on some other team? Or what do you see?
I mean, I don't know. I know Tom. I mean, it didn't look like it was really smooth for him. I didn't think he felt like it. At 44, I thought his family is going to have to take some sort of precedent. I can't really speak for him. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he played one more, and I wouldn't be surprised if he called it quits. For the Rodgers one, for me, is he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. And right. They are so strapped with the cap. I think, you know, but the question is, what are they going to do? Is Jordan Love ready to take over? It's a hard, hard situation. Do you want to be the guy who trades Aaron Rodgers away from the franchise and goes with Jordan Love? I think that's awful hard to take.
No doubt.
Michael, thanks, man. We appreciate the time.
Thanks guys.
For joining
appreciate
us.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael.
You got it. Michael Lombardi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.